Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Rick Newman, yahoofinance.com, yahoo.finance.com. Is that right, Rick? Yahoo.finance.com?
Finance.yahoo.com.
I know that. I knew that. Why did I say it that way? Finance.yahoo.com.
Just do a search for Yahoo Finance.
Canada. There you go. Or search for Rick Newman, folks. You'll see his handsome face in a bunch of videos. Every one of his articles, he's very prolific, 3 or 4 a week. And there's always a video attached. You can see his handsome face there. And so check it out.
It's a bonus for America, Jim.
That's exactly right. So all the groupies hanging outside the building.
And it's free.
Exactly. So, you wrote a piece recently about the economic condition of Americans.
Yeah.
Financial conditions. The wealth situation in America.
Yep, America is now richer than it has ever been, if you measure it in terms of the total amount of household net worth out there, and also if you do that total amount of net worth as a percentage of disposable income. So, in other words, the amount of wealth compared to how much we earn, highest it's ever been. Now go around and ask people, do you feel like the country's richer than it has ever been? And most people will tell you no. And the reason for this is that more wealth, you've heard this before, the rich are getting richer, and the rest are mostly staying stuck. So we're seeing more wealth.
What do you think is causing that?
It's
the erosion of the middle class?
Yeah, it's complicated, but, it has a lot to do with the way college is set up, for example. So wealthy families are in good position to perpetuate the wealth for generations because they have all the advantages. It's harder for people who don't start out with advantages to go to college. It's harder to pay for it. The education system that many Americans have to contend with is not good. It doesn't prepare people for the challenges of the real world.
A lot of this is about education. The classic liberal arts school is not really preparing people for 21st century jobs, is it?
We happen to be in a pretty good labor market right now, so I think even if you were a sociology major, you can get a decent job these days. I think it's a big part of the problem is people can't get to college, or they can't get to the right college, or they don't know what to study. I think technology is also a factor too, because the rapid change.
We have a dead spot in America, unfilled. Come to work. They don't know how to show up ready for work. Kind of person they got tattoos all.
Because I think you're right. So tell me who's responsible. Working age men who ordinarily, a lot of this is opioid addiction, some of it.
The people in the-
men who mm-hmm. should be in the labor force and they're not. So what do you do about that? That's a social problem and
That's
a
right.
cultural problem.
That's right.
And there's no simple solution to that. There's no government policy that's going to fix that.
Well, I will tell you, and I think the truth has to be said about this. The Obama administration did a whole lot to head people in that direction in a number of those areas. You just got to be honest about that. They've ramped up the welfare state in America.
I'm not sure they did. I'm not sure that's true. What kind of welfare did Obama look at
food stamps. Look at all the. There's too much evidence out there, Rick, about that.
Well, that's here's
not,
the thing.
That's how you might.
Thing about those,
last thoughts.
Thing
I got
about,
20 seconds. Last thoughts.
A lot of those programs are on autopilot, so yeah. you don't say, "Oh, we're going to give more money." It's just if people apply, they get it, and it's also welfare at the state level. It's complicated.
We got a lot of problems in America we got to solve, and Rick's going to help us do that. Hey, Rick, good job. Come back. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.